My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, anybody's having a name called George Bush in our community? Anybody by name George Bush? No one? No one in our community here? It's okay. I'm at safe side. George Bush died and went to heaven. At the entrance of heaven, he was met with Peter. And Peter was very happy to receive Mr. Bush. St. Peter was asked by Bush, "Are the people are so friendly as the people in Newburgh?" Then he said, "Yes, they are good." Then the Bush said to Peter, "Let me have a short walk in heaven. Permit me." So he was given permission to go for a walk. And Mr. Bush was so excited to see whom God has called from the beginning in the Old Testament. And first he found Moses was taking walk. So Mr. Bush went to Moses, and by seeing the face of Moses, Mr. Bush was so happy, so much excited, and he went very close to him. Then Moses turned his face other side. Then the Mr. Bush said, "I am Mr. Bush, George Bush." Then he said, "No, I don't want to talk to you." Then Mr. Bush was offended, because in heaven you can see everyone face to face. You can meet everyone. What is this happening now? So the Mr. Bush comes back to Peter and complains that was happened with Moses and with him. Normally people in heaven should be very happy. Then they should meet everyone who comes to heaven. So let me find out what is wrong with Moses. And then Peter goes back to again to Moses. And Peter is asking Moses, "What is this that you have done today? We had a Bush and you could not face him. You rejected to see him." Then Moses is telling to Peter like this, "Mr. Peter, don't you know that last time I spoke to a Bush and I spent 40 years in the wilderness?" "Mr. Peter, last time I spoke to a Bush," you know Bush means burning bush, "and I spent 40 years in the wilderness. Now if I look at this Bush face, how many years should I spend again in the wilderness?" This is about the call that God is going to give to all of us. What is that call? A call to be with God, a call to be with God the Father, to be holy, and a call to be with God always, to serve Him. And our Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us, what is the purpose of our life? The purpose of our life, or my life, is to know God, to love God, and to serve Him. And in the Old Testament, God has called a couple of people. God called Adam and Eve. God called Abraham. God called Moses. God called Gideon. God called Prophet Isaiah, Prophet Jeremiah, Prophet Ezekiel, Prophet Jonah, as we have heard in the first reading. Indeed, all the prophets. And today, in the New Testament also, the mission of John the Baptist was based on God's call, which began even before his birth, when God spoke to his father, Zechariah. Our Lord Jesus Christ personally called people to himself and named them apostles. And Jesus called St. Paul, who was persecuting his own church. And today, a call to holiness, which means this would suggest all of us a call out of sinfulness. The call to wholeness is at the same time a call to holiness. To be holy, one needs to be whole, which means nothing should be lacking in any area of our lives. Or in other words, I would say, to love someone is something. To be loved by someone is a great thing. I repeat, to love someone is something. And to be loved by someone is a great thing. But to be loved by the one you love is everything. But to be loved by the one you love is everything. All of you understood? To love someone is something. To be loved by someone is a great thing. But to be loved by one you love is everything. That's what which God calls us, the entire love, the cycle of love for every one of us. And now another aspect, other words, Saint Peter would say in his first letter, chapter 1, verse 15, be holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct, for he who called you is holy. Because he has called you to be holy, and because he is holy. And since we need to be holy, and we are called for that holiness, and second one is a call to serve. Our Christian vocation is ultimately based on service to God and humanity. When in the gospel, as we have heard, Saint Peter, Andrew, and other disciples followed our Lord, they were not going for an endless fun affair or just to see where Jesus was living, but rather they to enter into the lifetime mission to serve, because it is well to think well, but it is divine to act well. It is well to think well, but it is divine to act well, which means acting according to the promptings that God is giving to us. That is much more greater than what we really think what we are. And if surely God has called us, if God has given that vocation to every one of us, we have to be, or we should be like this. It was on 10th September 1946 when Mother Teresa was traveling in a train to Darjeeling from Calcutta. She heard Jesus telling her, I want you to serve me among the poorest of the poor. Jesus is calling her, I want you to serve me among the poorest of the poor. And her new life began from her call by Jesus. And that Jesus continues to keep her holy even now after her death. And therefore, we have a reason to live, because Jesus is the reason for the seasons of our lives. We have a reason to live because Jesus is a reason for the seasons of our lives. And therefore, let us ask that same Jesus, let us ask same God, that we all of us may be strengthened in order to live a happy, in order to live a holy life on this earth which God has given to everyone of us. Amen.